On the show today, we have Iowa Credit Union Foundation's Jamie Miller talking about the foundation's 25th anniversary that took place last year and how the foundation has helped Iowans navigate all those crazy disasters that took place in 2020 in that state. Just some amazing stories Jamie shared with us, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we are kicking off the new year on the right foot with Jamie Miller from the Iowa Credit Union Foundation. How are you, Jamie? Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good to see you. And hope your holidays were wonderful, as most folks were this time around. So I think it was an interesting holiday season. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
All righty. Hey, let's get to talking about a couple of topics here. Your 25th anniversary, you guys celebrated that last year. And then we're also going to talk about how the foundation helped Iowans navigate some 2020 disasters besides COVID. You guys had some odd things happening in your state, and we'll talk about those as well. But first, let's talk about the 25th anniversary, which was last year. Congratulations, by the way. That's huge. Anytime you can do something for 25 years is always a milestone. So congrats.
Thank you. Yes. I joined the foundation 7 years ago, and I remember thinking, oh gosh, in just a few years, you know, it'll be our 25th anniversary. That's a quarter of a century. But, you know, in talking to just some of my colleagues and peers in the Iowa credit union industry, learning about our start so much aligns with the work that we do today. And the work that we did in 2020 around emergency assistance and disaster relief. So our state, you know, it's got two rivers on each side, the Mississippi and the Missouri. And in any big snowfall year, we know it's going to be a heavy flood season. And so our state just, you know, we get it. We get the brunt of natural disasters, unfortunately. But fortunately, each year since our foundation has existed, our credit union community has come together. And so whether that is, you know, raising dollars to support folks who've been displaced from their homes or rallying around, you know, international relief efforts of an international disaster. Mm-hmm. So our foundation was actually created following a major flooding event in 1993 in Iowa, where thousands of Iowans were displaced from their home. Credit unions kind of raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, but didn't have a philanthropic vehicle to be able to give cash to people who needed it.
Right.
And that tradition that started 25 years ago is what we hold true to. It's very sacred to us that we provide support, not just to credit unions and credit union employees, but actually to members who are you know, displaced from their homes or have suffered because of an unforeseen disaster. So we really continued that work, and we're pretty much volunteer led until 2008. So from our foundation to 2008, we had credit union volunteers who managed the work of the foundation, and really the Iowa Credit Union League who helped support it as well. And in 2008, we all know what happened. Another crisis.
Different type of disaster. Yeah.
Crisis. Yep. And again, credit unions came together, our industry and our movement came together. And we founded a very robust asset building program in 2008, which actually helped families who were struggling financially to kind of have that light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. Build toward a financial goal and receive an incentive to do so. So we secured federal grants, state grants, we secured funding from credit unions, and hired our first executive director in 2008. And so that program was really, I think, a critical kind of pivotal point for our foundation, where we really had done primarily disaster assistance and, you know, scholarships, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Really looking at kind of what are those financial gaps to financial well-being for Iowans who are struggling at that time. And we did it. You know, we delivered several million dollars of grant dollars to individuals toward first time home purchase, small business creation, education. And that was really kind of the central kind of role the foundation played up until truly about 2016. And we went through this whole process again of asking ourselves, you know, what value do we bring to the Iowa Credit Union system? And I love just the innovation and creativity that comes from the credit union system in general, and the collaboration, quite frankly. I know that other industries have such a collaborative model, able to pick up the phone and call colleagues in other states or other regions or even other parts of the world within the credit union and say, hey, you know, we're trying to think differently about kind of the work we do. And so we shifted from primarily focusing on asset building to really kind of taking a step back around financial well-being. And so we built a program to help connect the dots for credit unions and how to serve their members through what I call courageous conversations, but it might be they really want to buy a house, but they don't qualify because their credit score is too low. So we built a financial coaching program, Carol, that really complements CUNA's program. We've been operating that for a couple of years now. And yeah, I mean, it's been a busy 25 years. We've had a lot of fun, and I'm just super grateful for the impact we've been able to have, really thanks to our Iowa Credit Union system.
Well, it sounds like you guys have done this smartly, because you've kind of reinvented yourself or added value to the foundation and through this reinvention of finding new ways to reach out to the community and help. And I love that about you guys. Really don't, you don't rest on your laurels, and you know, you guys are always looking for the next step, the next thing to, you know, to help out. And so this, you know, this kind of, again, reinventing yourself every few years has really benefited the foundation, it sounds like. And
you know it as well as any of us, the financial services industry is evolving so quickly.
Correct.
And
yes.
Quickly. And so, you know, as a charitable organization, we know we can't keep up toe to toe. Can just continue to do those gut check conversations with our volunteer board members and with our credit union system to say, hey, where do we see gaps and where can we fill a need? And for us, it's really, you know, community. We look at our role as really just educating and inviting the community to join credit union system. So that's been an awesome opportunity for us to educate our community about the benefits of a credit union and create programs that really tie folks to a credit union. I don't know that we would have had that forethought if we wouldn't have, you know, pressed pause and say, okay, you know, although there's a crisis going on, how do we really make sure that we're connecting the dots and we're being really thoughtful about kind of the work that we do and the investment that we have? But it's been a lot of fun. That's something that I think is continuous of wherever you work in the credit union space, we make sure that it's an impactful time, but it's also a fun time.
Of course. This is what you do, like, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. You got to have a little bit of fun here and there.
Exactly. So,
but as you're talking, I'm thinking about all the people that you guys have helped over the years. And even like before a crisis happened, even the help that you provided before that crisis may have inadvertently or indirectly helped them get through that crisis if you hadn't been there, you know, say a year or two before. So, I mean, even, absolutely, you know, going into last year, think of all the people that you helped out that may have gotten them through 2020. So I think about things like that, and it's just, it's pretty phenomenal that when you kind of sit back and go, oh my gosh, you know, we probably helped out a lot of people, even though you helped out a lot of people in 2020, obviously, but all the people beforehand, and then helped them get through 20. So yeah, it's just really cool stuff. And speaking of 2020, so, I mean, the understatement of the year is, it's just a really odd, challenging, unfortunate year. But you guys, again, were there for the community. But there were some really strange things that happened in your state in 2020. Can you kind of divulge, besides COVID, but yes, what else happened? And then how did you help out the community, you know, as a result of those odd occurrences?
Absolutely. 2020 was a disaster on top of a disaster, right? It was really just a wild ride. So we had just the most insane storm I think I've ever witnessed in my life. We had a derecho storm, which is hurricane level winds. And Iowa is primarily an agricultural state. And so we have lots of kind of flat farm areas. And my understanding is that this storm caused more economic damage than any storm in history. The crop loss and also the significant damage to property. And, you know, when I try to think about how we can make the greatest impact at the foundation, it's where are those communities, those areas of our state that are going to need help the most. You know, we know that we can't meet every person's need. You know, we've got billions of dollars of damage from a bizarre windstorm.
Yeah.
Make sure that we're really helping folks that need it the most. And so we took our disaster grant program template and modified it a little bit to make sure that we're really meeting folks where they're at. So we provided a $500 emergency grant for anyone who was displaced from their home and did not have financial assistance. And I mean, I can't even begin to tell you, we had entire roofs blown off of apartment complexes. The damage is indescribable.
Yeah.
And for some of these families to know that, okay, $500 is going to mean that I can afford a hotel just to have safety and shelter for a night, or that I can get my family, you know, groceries so that we can go stay at a relative's house and make sure we've got food and we're taken care of. That was just indescribably impactful to know that we were able to touch members of Iowa credit unions who would not otherwise have received assistance. The FEMA assistance and other assistance was very delayed. And so we are really grateful that thanks to donor support, we were able to meet the needs of folks who were struggling. And I want to say that we were able to help 80 families, which doesn't sound like a ton, but at the same time, those were families who didn't qualify for other assistance.
Right.
Needed that emergency cash assistance because they were displaced. So I feel just very grateful and hopeful that those families are still doing well. And again, just grateful that we were able to provide that assistance. And if I may say so as well, this year, 2020, we lost an incredible leader of the Iowa Credit Union movement, Dale Owen, who is the CEO of Accentra Credit Union. And Dale is a past chair of the Iowa Credit Union Foundation Board. And I will never forget, we had another flooding incident very early on in my career with the foundation and the Iowa Credit Union system. And Dale said, our goal should be never to say no. And this year, 2020, this past year, that was our mantra. What can we do to keep saying yes, to keep more, to keep, you know, really trying to be that partner to our credit unions and supporting their members and lifting them up? Even if it's, gosh, we can't give you this grant, but we're going to connect you to United Way. We're going to connect you to a local food bank. Here's a resource for you. That is how we connect the dots in touching more Iowans and growing our membership base and living that people helping people philosophy. And so, you know, Dale is looking at us from above, watching us, and I hope we're making him proud. But all in all, I hope we don't have to repeat a year like that.
Yeah, I think we're all in the same boat on that one for sure. And yeah, I think you are making Dale happy for sure. The work that you guys did and a lot of other folks out there as well in 2020, just phenomenal. Just, I mean, above and beyond the call of duty for sure. And I'm thinking as well as like, gosh, no, you know, 2020 was a year where grants and just providing funds and things like that have never been more prevalent and I guess kind of exposed a lot of places like the Iowa Credit Union Foundation and what they do for people. And it's really brought a lot of these organizations to the forefront and as resources. And I think that's, again, that's probably another tiny little silver lining that's occurred in 2020 is like, it's brought organizations like yours to the forefront. Like, hey, you know what? We're here for you, you know, crisis or not, we're here for you. So it's, I think that's kind of the cool message that I get from this as well.
I'm incredibly grateful, you know, in times of challenge, especially for charitable organizations and membership-based organizations, you kind of hold your breath. You're not sure we continue to receive the support that we need to do our work and to operate and to keep moving forward. But because we were able to share our story, we were able to get the message out there. And I think, honestly, just really trying to do the best work we can in supporting folks in need, we have never had stronger engagement, both at the Iowa Credit Union League level and at the Iowa Credit Union Foundation level. We have just seen such incredible support from our credit union system, from donors here in Iowa, but also beyond Iowa. Yeah. You know, times of crisis, they make you or break you, right? And I just feel like it helped us come together. We held Zoom calls, gosh, I want to say weekly, the Iowa Credit Union League did, with our credit union system. And in some ways, I feel like we're even stronger and even more ready and prepared to keep growing our impact and keep doing more to serve Iowans and credit unions.
Yeah, you guys have done, again, a phenomenal job. And here's to 25 years, and here's to 25 more years and more beyond that. So you guys, again, just above and beyond the call of duty, you guys keep knocking it out of the park. So thank you for that. Anything else to wrap up here, Jamie? I mean, this is just an example of many examples out there of what credit unions have done for folks across this nation or even globally as well. So any final words here to wrap up?
You know, I think, I have no predictions on 2021, but here's what I can say.
Sure.
We learned a lot from 2020. And although it was a really challenging year, I have been so proud of the work of our teams, but I've also been so just fascinated to see where there's opportunity for us to learn what worked well in 2020. And so we're going to be taking that into 2021. And a lot of our programs that would have normally been in person, we're keeping virtual because we were able to touch more folks. And so I'm really excited for the year, Michael, and I'm just excited to see how we can take this COVID crisis and turn it into lemonade.
Yeah, agree. Oh, great words indeed. All right, Jamie, well, I'm going to let you get back to work because you probably have a lot on your plate. So I want to keep you from your job, but I appreciate the time as always. And again, I always say keep up the good work, but you guys don't even need, you guys know. So you guys just do great stuff. So I appreciate the time as always.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Oh, and you as well. Be well, be safe. Okay.
You too.